Proclamation number 7526 of 20th of February, 1960. The free will of man. The human being's will is always taken into account. This is also known to my adversary, who endeavors to influence the will as well and who can often achieve success because the will turned towards him usually still dominates the human being before he has found me and consciously turns away from my adversary. Neither I nor he forcefully influence the human being, but both I and he struggle for his will and try to win it. But the human being decides for himself. And according to his will I can approach him or my adversary can take possession of him. Therefore everything is done on both sides to win the human being's will. But this will also be respected because it is free, and even if my adversary will not show consideration he is powerless in the face of a will turned towards me. This is why it is already a great advantage for the soul if the human being is willing to listen to me and thus gives me the opportunity to wrestle for his soul. Then I will first be able to address him, then the soul will also feel the strength which lies in my word, and it will turn to me ever more the more it listens to my word with the good will to do what is right. But if it turns away when it hears my word then my adversary can take possession of it, for then it will openly announce that it is still in bondage to him. And thus battles constantly take place between the forces of light and darkness for the human being's soul. And this alone decides which forces will win the victory. For the soul can freely choose the path it wants to take, it cannot and will not be hindered. Neither by good nor by evil. It can only ever be influenced, but the decision lies with itself. And thus you should pay attention to this will of yours so that you don't hand yourselves over to that from which you should and can become free in earthly life. For your free will is your innermost will and thinking, your innermost desire, whether it is directed towards me or my adversary. But earthly life also approaches you according to your will. My plan of salvation came into being according to your will, and all events faithfully approach you according to this will, and you are always offered the opportunity to change your will if it was previously still directed towards the adversary. To direct it towards me, who will now also pull it with gentle force. But never have a coercive effect on it so as not to endanger free will. You yourselves decide to which Lord you will give yourselves. You yourselves can direct your will and it will always be respected by me, just as it can never be forcibly directed towards itself by my adversary. And thus you know that you yourselves decide your fate for eternity. That you can take your path to me yourselves but also remain with my adversary, but then you will also irrevocably have to bear the consequences once your earthly life, which was only given to you for the purpose of changing your will, has come to an end and which can result in your complete release from the form but also in renewed captivity, depending on how you use the gift of grace of earthly life for the salvation of your soul. But freedom of will is guaranteed to you at all times, for in all freedom you shall choose me as your Lord and turn away from my adversary. But I will stand by your side at all times if only you turn to me, if your will separates itself from my adversary. For then you will belong to me and I will never let go of you again, you will remain mine forever. Amen.